Oh, mama. Are you ready?
Are you quite ready?
Can you get me some water?
I literally...
Or maybe some wine?
I'm unable to, but...
Fine, okay, let me get dressed.
Okay.
Just start recording.
Yeah, I'm recording. I'm setting everything up so that it makes sense. Why can't I fucking hear it? One, two.
Of over the head headphones
that I could borrow, yeah. I don't know why these isn't doing its thing.
Why do you need over the head headphones?
Well, I, you know, need is a strong choice.
They're not good.
It's fine. Here, did they plug in? Look at that ass. No. Then don't worry about it.
No, I worried about it.
Well, does it? Well, no, I can't. What I need is like a plug-in plug, not like a USB, like a plug.
What?
And we don't need it. I'm just saying, if you had one, you could listen to us talk. Is what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. I swear, there's a pair here somewhere. I don't know where it is. I was gonna bring a mom. That's fierce, bitch. That's fierce. Don't you have like some shitty earbuds?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, like.
That's all you need.
Earphone,
yeah, buds.
Wired.
No, nipples wired. Wired. I just... 14 ways to suck off your mother-in-law. No, but like... Didn't... there's no earbuds or anything? I feel like I've left headphones here for the sole purpose of procreation. Yeah. I mean, it's happening, so... Devalicious cunty. She's cunty and devalicious. This interface is so fierce. It's such a fierce diva interface. Mm-hmm. And look at those fucking... And now when I edit this, it's not going to be like, oh, fierce. You look like Scritney. Scritney's gears. Diva, work. Didn't I like give you some like little black Sonys?
Why don't I do it for you?
You also don't have to have headphones. It's just convenient to like know that it's still going, everything's going, and
well, you can just have the headphones on.
Okay.
I don't mind.
Here, here's your microphone.
That's what that
bitch. See, look,
you know,
speaking to
giving right now.
Speaking to the mic.
You know what you're kind of giving right now?
What am I giving right now? Honey.
That girl
Annie.
On the podcast who reads a terrible abusive
oh, mama.
Stories.
That's so dark. That's dark business.
Dude, that white girl with the who reads to
RuPaul?
she reads to
RuPaul?
Three or four black people. Oh. You know, that girl.
She,
you know exactly.
Is that her job? No.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Am I being offensive?
No. I is it the same group of people every time?
Two of them are the same. I think that
okay.
She's in a relationship with one of them. I don't know. I just
here,
like,
look.
Thought it was so funny.
Put these on. Because you need to understand how close you need to talk to the mic for it to... Just put them on. Put them on.
Can you hold it?
You don't have to keep them on. Oh, don't you dare break those. I just got those.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh. See, can you hear yourself?
Yeah, I can hear myself.
Okay, so that's how close you need to talk to the microphone.
But that is how close I'm talking to the microphone. I don't know, or maybe I wasn't. Who cares?
I care because I have to fucking edit this later.
And I do it for you.
You know what's so great?
Why don't I do it for you?
Let me tell you something. You know what is so crazy, but I completely understand now that I'm older? Like, my homeroom teacher, who I had for like 3 years in high school,
no.
She was missing a very prominent tooth. And it was very easy to see that. Oh. And I don't know how I felt about it. I was just like, wow, she really is. She's gone through it, you know.
Did she lose the tooth?
Not. Before? I didn't see her lose it.
Oh, okay.
I so was in the back.
You never met her. Did you meet her with all of her teeth? And then
I don't know
she
because
up
I was
it?
In the back row at the computer lab. Fiercely, our homerooms were in a computer lab.
Mm. And so you're yanking it to hentai?
No, I was getting bullied. I was getting bullied in the back of your seat. But there's this the one funny thing that ever happened.
Sorry.
The only funny notable thing that ever happened.
I think yours is just picking up more than mine.
Yeah, it probably is. That's why I gave myself this one because my voice is lower, so it is harder to hear.
So it's beautiful. So do you want the headphones?
No, I know how to talk. I don't.
What if we just sit really close?
No, then we could cross the streams. You can take these off.
Do you want them back?
No, I'm just... they're just there
you wanted
for,
me to, like...
They're just there for testing. So, she... People were being rowdy, I guess, in homeroom or something.
Oh, my God. She lost... They broke her tooth.
No. And she said, gentlemen. And then one of my friends said, start your engines. And I thought that was very funny.
Like, so, he was a bully.
No.
Who was it?
No, it was my friend who... Literally, his name is Chris. He literally put all of our high school musical stuff on YouTube. Bitch, fierce! We should do a watch along. Are you okay?
I'm literally an adult. I'm a grown woman. So, I can do whatever I want.
Okay, so just...
I know I'm peaking the levels.
I know, but like...
Do I have to be watching the screen the
no,
whole time?
No, you don't.
No, it's okay.
Hey, bitch.
But am I speaking loud
look
enough
at,
now?
I'm on top, you're on bottom. Watch this, okay?
What about if, it?
Let's say I sing... There are giants in the sky! Do you see how that's just solid? That's zero information. That's just over the fuck loaded.
I think that peaking the levels is kind of fun.
I know.
Have you ever thought about that?
Yes.
Maybe it's an artistic choice.
It's a fartistic choice.
I can't believe I...
What?
I think we need to stop recording this podcast.
Why?
Because having a podcast
why?
Is so cringy.
Yeah, but that's why we're doing it. To reinstate the fierceness. Someone's going to come in. That trans girl's going to come down.
I just feel so red by that. They were like, I can't even take it.
I feel red. I feel blue. I feel pink. It's like a weekday. We're screaming at 10 p.m. Like,
what time is it?
I don't know.
What time is it? Sorry, I can't stop singing.
Don't make me sing.
How can I keep
from singing? We just do. We should form a choir, not that doesn't know what they're doing, but that actively does like
this nasty,
like awful, like
that's just like what's his name?
Oh, who's the guy who did the global?
Luciano Berio.
Yeah, who's the guy who did the? Oh, Eric Whitaker. Who's the weeb?
I don't know who you're talking
the
about.
Guy,
you're gonna have to give me more info.
Okay, you know, have you ever done? Have you ever done that thing where it's like, send in a video of you singing?
Yeah, that's
it.
Eric Whitaker.
He's a fierce weeb. He's a furry and a weeb.
How does that make him a weeb?
He's a furry and a weeb separately.
Is this separate?
Yeah, I know.
What's your evidence?
I'd
like to be a little skeptical, right? No? I should just blindly believe
I'd like
you
to be
say.
A large skeptical.
You know what I think about Eric Whitaker?
I'm a receptacle.
I think he's a sexual predator.
Is he? No, no.
That's literally...
Listen,
where's your evidence?
Because I knew people who met him at the fucking PMEA or whatever.
That sounds like kind of predatory behavior to me.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I'm not trying to cancel a man who has done literally nothing wrong except write bad music and make people sing it, you know?
I've been listening and felt emotional about it. Where's my phone?
I mean, I don't think I'm sitting on it. Oh! Would you get the wine? I need a little wine, Mom. I need some wine. What if I was like, and I was like, what's the deal with airline food? 1738.
But we need a cracker.
I know. Not like to eat, but like you. His crimes against humanity, bitch.
Because I know they're out there.
His grimes against humanity, bitch.
Grimes is a crime.
Thank you. Oh, this is the wine key. Aw.
You're my wine
key. Do you remember when we got this?
Unfortunately.
What? That was a good trip, bitch.
No, it was a good trip, but... You know.
You don't like... just...
Oh, my God. Mom, look at what he looks like.
I told you.
You know what? I could say I told you.
You want to know what?
Okay.
What if we did ASMR? Like, wine bottle ASMR.
What?
He's a furry, right? What does it say?
Okay.
James...
Can you read this for me, please?
Hold on,
his personal life.
Eric, from 1998 to 2017, Whitaker was married to Israeli singer. Ah, I love Pittman. They have a son together, Ash Edward. I'm going to kill myself. Ash Edward. Whitaker married a Belgian opera singer, fiercely a gay man in Maui.
No, they have a son together, though.
Lawrence.
That's what I thought.
Is Lawrence... Are you serious that Lawrence is a girl's name?
I want to know. Mama, guess who was right? That's so dark.
Okay. No, I want to see... Let's just do a little guided...
A guide has
I was in error. I was thinking about someone else. Sorry, Mr. Whitaker.
Wait, but was I right?
I haven't gotten there.
Okay. Glug, 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 bitch.
Yeah,
Jiggles. Yeah, Jiggles.
His Belgian
opera star.
Oh, mama. Mama, he's a straight
furry.
Ding-a-ling. Straight furries are so dark.
Ding dong. They are. They're fiercely evil, I think, generally.
You know what? I fiercely...
You'd eat your words, bitch.
I'm Ollie Crow. You got some for me?
Mm-hmm.
Ollie right Crow, here, honey. You got some for me? Oh, will you take a...
Do you ever eat something so rough over...
That your mouth
Yeah, bitch.
Damage it.
That's me.
That's how we suck in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to pick this up. Okay.
I need you alive. Call me son one more time. Go home, Alexander. That's an order from your commander. Do you think Eric Whitaker saw Hamilton, bitch?
Probably, yeah.
What do you think? Do you think he said, this is lascivious? Or no? Or like, this is...
He's a furry. What do you think?
Oh, my God. That's so cringe.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're a furry.
I'm cringe and I'm free.
He's
It's not allowed. Are famous people not allowed to be cringe?
They are. I think it's good. Oh, you know that?
I just feel like.
Do you know that guy who has the dog named Nala, the golden retriever named Nala?
That could be like 15 people, girl. He don't even know it.
It's going to make me cringe, but he says, stomp, stomp, but do the Nala stomp. And the dog like stomps its feet.
I do.
It makes me want to kill myself every time I see it.
What about him? He's a furry?
No, he's just, he's cringe, but he's free. You know?
I think that he wouldn't be cringe also, if he didn't put that on the internet.
He's close with that dog in a way that I find concerning.
These are not the type of
Can
allegations.
Can I be real? Listen, this isn't an allegation. This is just a conversation.
What's going to be the title of this? The girls wildly accuse random men of, you know, sexually lascivious acts.
Let me tell you something.
You know what, actually?
More than half of men have done sexual violence. So isn't it more inaccurate to assume a man hasn't done sexual violence?
You're like, we should always assume the most rapisty of intentions.
Mama, that's how you keep yourself safe.
Yeah, but what about women?
I don't know about women.
Lydia Tarr.
Did you see Tarr, bitch? I had to see that movie.
No.
I don't remember.
I've never seen a movie. And that's why I'm pure.
You've never seen a movie.
Yeah, no, I haven't. Yeah.
So you didn't see Wicked.
I don't watch like discourse movies anymore.
Discourse movies are bad.
Like, I didn't see.
I don't know why.
Well, I guess, like, why Wicked had a lot of discourse, and so did The Substance. So I guess we, like,
why?
Saw the two biggest discourse movies.
I know.
Like, maybe.
I have a fierce question for you.
Sorry.
Why?
Actually.
Why do men, straight men who like cinema, jizz their pants over Tar, but.
Did
will
they?
Eschew
who liked
The
Tar?
Substance.
Well, I think, like, Tar is more restrained, and, but, like, I also, who liked Tar?
All the boys in my group chat.
Really? They loved it? So intellectual men?
Yeah, I don't know.
What did they like about it?
They liked, what's her name?
Cate Blanchett.
Yeah, I think they liked her.
They liked that she was... You know, here's my theory.
They like
for...
it when women get a little fierce with it, I think.
No, because they could identify with her.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
Because she was acting masculinely.
She was.
They were like, oh, yeah, if I was Lydia Tarr, I would do that too. She that's was... why your male friends identify with her. And
yeah, that's so true.
It's like.
I do like the part where she goes up to the school bully and is like, I'm going to fucking push you over, bitch. If you say anything to my son again, or my daughter, I don't remember. I'm gonna fucking.
My gender fluid child.
I'm gonna come over there and I'm gonna push you on the ground.
Did she have like a
and
gay
no
child?
One will believe you? Basically, is what she said. I don't remember.
That's fierce.
She definitely did have a fling with the cellist in the orchestra.
I thought she was like sexually manipulating her or whatever.
But then it turned out to be the opposite.
Oh, like the cellist was manipulating her.
I think so, but I don't super remember. Again,
did she,
not
I she
that
got,
memorable.
Like, me too'd.
Yeah, she sort of did.
But like, but she didn't deserve
but
it.
But let me ask you a question.
Did Lydia Tarr
When's the
deserve
last...
it? Like, is what she did to the cellist bad?
No, maybe. Let me ask you a question.
Oh,
when's...
it's okay for...
Bitch, when's the last time... When was the last time that someone in the classical musical scene was ever fucking canceled?
Yeah,
and they have to be alive for it. You can't just be like, oh, Pavarotti
James
was
Levine.
A...
Or James Levine. I don't know how you pronounce it. He was diddling people.
Oh, my God.
Like, boys.
Who
men.
Is that?
He's, like, a big producer.
Oh.
Like,
it's always the producers.
Yes, obviously. It's the people with money.
I don't want to be a producer.
Okay.
But with a shit show on Broadway.
Back to Lydia Tarr, because I can't think about the real thing because it makes me too sad.
I think Lydia Tarr, if you served her wine in a stemless wine glass, she would throw it in your face.
Okay, here's why I think men liked Tarr, having literally not seen the movie. This is
okay.
Just my theory.
I can fact check it.
This is like whenever I'm like, yeah, I didn't fully cop to it, but like my guess is, and you can fact check, is that men saw this and saw that Lydia Tarr did nothing wrong. You know, she did not sexually assault that girl, but that girl was like Me Too'd her and her career got ruined. And like, it can even happen to a woman. And like, they're like, oh yeah, that would totally happen to me if I were Lydia Tarr.
The thing
they could identify with her and like felt sorry for her. And, but like, if you took it from the other girl's perspective, like, was she in the right? Like,
the thing about Tarr,
like, objectively the thing about, evil, because both things are bad.
So what I think is fiercely fierce about the Substack, or the Substance, if you will, is that it's a fierce movie that is in fully in Hollywood, a arguably movie about Me Too.
What about Me
but
Too?
But it's not. And that's why it's good. And Tarr is a discourse movie. Tarr is a movie that got greenlit because freaking Cate Blanchett wanted to, like,
to be fucking, a lesbian,
like,
again.
Get her titties out and be like.
She loves to be a lesbian.
Well, the thing is, like.
Like, what is that about?
Let me ask you a question. So, here's. I have to tell you about this scene from the movie. And I know this is, like, way late. But I need to tell you about...
You didn't even confirm or deny when she, my theory.
So I think it's right, but... So here's the thing. Where this is how she gets canceled or how she starts to get canceled.
Yes, yes. Tell me.
So she goes to, like, fucking Juilliard, bitch. And she goes to, like, it's like she's doing a master class or whatever on conducting. And so, like...
Slay.
Or something. Or piano. I don't know. Piano. Whatever she's doing.
What kind of music does she do?
She does, like...
Like, modern.
Mahler.
Oh, Mahler.
Or, like, whatever. Or Tchaikovsky. She does, like, the big hits, but also she's, like, I don't know. She does...
She's not, like super contemporary.
Listen, she's
stuff.
Not doing contemporary. And so this kid who is...
She's, like...
Of color. I think he's black, but I don't know. He could be mixed. But that's part of it. So
okay.
He gets up and does, like, fucking John Cage 1033 or whatever. And then she's, like, do you... even understand the lineage of your choice not to conduct for me right now? And I guess they have, like, ultimately it's embarrassing for the kid and she's, like, fiercely correct about it, but they recut it and then they put it online. Online! So it's like,
oh my
so
God.
It's cut, so it's like, she's like, you bitch, or whatever, like, you bitch, you don't even know how to conduct. You bitch.
Yeah, like...
And so, like, she gets... Her sort of, like, downfall starts with that.
So she just, like, is, like, fully, like, destroyed by the evil left?
Yeah. Well, sort of the woke left, if you will.
I just feel like that's fear-mongering.
But it was a bad scene because I don't... Like, there are probably some... So here's the thing. I think instrumentalists can sometimes be a little dumb. But if you're trying to conduct, like... And you don't really have a kind of understanding of how you're positioning your practice within the history of conducting, even in contemporary or modern conducting. Where are you? Are you at freaking Miami College of Ohio in Pennsylvania, or are you at Juilliard? Because just because you're not going to do modern or contemporary work, or just because you're only going to do that, doesn't mean you can't understand yourself within the system.
Like. Is like,
and I think the real
like,
disagreement
insane?
The real disagreement was like, oh, those are old white guys, and she's like, well, let me tell. She crosses her, she sits backwards in a chair, and she's like, let me tell you about an old white guy who made a really cool record, or whatever. But it's like, I think the argument was, like, the student was like, I don't need to know about all that stuff because it's like. Because I did a, it's because I do it. The way they wrote it, the character didn't really have a good institutional or cultural critique, and so that's why she was like, she fiercely tasted blood
so
in the
she
water.
Was right.
She was right. Right. Just right.
She's right.
Quote right. Right.
So Lydia Tarr did nothing wrong.
That's basically.
And
it.
And that's why men love it.
Yeah, they love it because they're like. Ooh, see, even a woman can get Me Too'd, and she wasn't even that wrong. But
because that they can, because like men, I think, are attracted to that because they fear sexually assaulting someone, which I think is
that's so crazy, bitch.
I mean, it's so, so insane. Fucking crazy. They're like afraid of doing it, and it's like,
that's so crazy.
Don't do it.
And that's why Tar was so fiercely popular among men.
I'm sorry. That was so mean, but no, I feel like it's so real.
It is so real. And honestly, it's not that interesting. In my opinion, it was no better than that movie that was called, like, hashtag Me Too or whatever, where it was, like, the 12 hours between when the story drops and, like, whoever, whatever, you know? Like, that is more of an insane choice, but I kind of respect it because it's, like, these women are journalists and they fucking hate this guy's guts. Guess why? He's raping, you know? And, like,
I just, like, think that, like, there's...
Tar's mystifying what is very clearly a systematic misogynist issue, you know?
Well, I think that it's also it's a fundamental misunderstanding of what films are good for.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Sorry, my mouth was really dry.
Mama, I hear you.
And it's a fundamental misunderstanding because, like, you can't just, like, be like, oh, Me Too. Let me, like, do a Me Too story. It, like...
Bitch.
You gotta have a take on that.
Lydia Tarr, colon, a Me Too story.
I don't know. I think I'm in a little too deep here.
It's okay.
Like, I don't have any more critiques of Lydia Tarr. You know, there's a reason why Cate Blanchett likes... being a lesbian because it makes her feel powerful.
I think part of the movie
was maybe people like that. I think maybe lesbians like that. So and I think that's okay.
I think part of why the movie was like received in the way that it was because it was like quote
she nominated for an Oscar.
It was like quote.
Oscar. It's like loves her.
Yeah, you think it's a Me Too movie, but it's really more complicated than that. And I think people love that. And I'm just not interested in it. I think there could have been a better movie made with a similar group of people that wasn't.
Like what do you mean? Like some the same actors?
Like some movie about like how it's crazy to be a person who plays piano in the 21st century, you know? Like, or was that The Pianist? I've never seen it.
Okay, we need to move on from Lydia Tarr.
Okay, well, let's step back.
We need to go to another movie.
Step up, step back. Lydia Tarr, step back. Who needs to step up?
I don't know.
Have you seen anything in the theaters recently? I have not.
Only with you,
I think.
Only
Wicked.
I saw The Color Purple last year with your mom.
I'm
not fucking kidding.
The second modern... filmic reinterpretation?
Yeah, no, the musical.
Oh.
The film musical.
Oh, did my mom say, like, oh, that was just... Oh, it was so powerful. So good, but so hard to watch. Or whatever.
No, she said it was really beautiful and powerful.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that show with her, just me and her, one summer.
The musical.
Yeah, the musical, and it was good, and there was nudity, and I was not expecting it. And then, yeah... There was, and then, yeah, I don't know. Now she doesn't remember. I, like, bring it up, and I'm like, well, you were dissociated the whole time, so I can understand why you wouldn't remember, but I do.
No, I remember everything.
I remember everything.
Bitch.
I don't. So what, what I even go into the theater to watch, you know what I mean?
Okay, before, have I seen any good films in general? Or have I been watching anything?
Is it crazy that Apple TV is like, they're like, come watch our show called The Silo, and then watch our movie called The Gorge. I'm like, is it in the same universe? Is The Gorge in the Silo universe? Like,
that's such a bad joke.
I can't imagine. Thank you.
No, but they want you to watch Severance.
It's the second season.
Everyone's talking about.
I want to be in like a red carpet. The word on everyone's lips tonight is Severance. You know? Is that not fierce, bitch? Oh, man.
By Athenian Red.
Oh, my God. Is that from Disease or Abracadabra? Fierce. Can't wait till.
Oh my!
I haven't even watched. I don't think I've watched. Bitch, I've watched some TV. I'm watching this show. I'm watching this role playing active. What's it called? Like live role play show on Dropout. That's basically. It's kind of like, what if Evangelion was stoats in a forest?
So it's like psychological.
Yeah, I kind of live for it. But I don't know if I've seen a movie.
I'm trying not to pick holes in this.
Did I watch a movie when I was traveling? No. Absolutely not.
I have cringy things that I watch, but I won't.
I turned on literally the Disney Channel, and
you know what?
I didn't even have the energy to like hump the pillow, so I just fell asleep.
High School Musical.
The musical, the series, the musical?
No, they're too young there.
Yeah, that's too much. I think that all actors should be adults.
Actually, I agree with that.
Thank you. It's a Katya take, but it was also my take before it was a Katya take.
I think they should just have actors played by, like, children played by adult actors.
Yeah, or off-screen.
Like, there are, like, a lot of short people.
Short? Yeah, God.
Like, they don't even need to be, like... They don't even need to be like you just have to be like 5'1".
I had a free run spell, it would be something about like transformation. Like I could turn myself into any a living entity that I could see or something like that. Turn into a little mouse, get stepped on.
Why mouse?
Have you ever
Is that what you want to get stepped on as?
Have you ever seen...
You don't want to just be a little you?
Have you ever seen crush videos online?
No.
It's where, like, a big woman will, like...
That's... I thought you were talking...
She'll, like, put...
Like, scanners or whatever.
She'll put, like, a live langoustine on the floor and step on it.
A what?
A crawdad.
Girl.
Like, a living crawdad, and she'll step with a shoe, a hard foot shoe.
Oh, okay, good, good.
Living crawdad. Squish.
That makes sense to me.
That's snuff film to me.
Yes, but like...
That's humans, enough of that.
But like, obviously, people are so obsessed with snuff films. Mm. The idea of them...
Just turn on the fucking news. They'll be like, this week in Afghanistan, somehow we still have people there and they're killing them. And then they'll show like a dude like get his fucking face blown off.
But like, is it real footage?
Yeah, sometimes it is. I mean, you could look at it on YouTube. Snuff films are, like, illegal, but it's, like, I've seen them. And they're not that good.
No, but, like, our, like, societal fascination with the production of actual – of films – the production of killing people
– the taboo.
On film, yes. Why people are so obsessed with that, it obviously makes sense that people would be attracted to something approximating that. Where a beautiful woman kills a living thing.
Yeah.
Like, I bet there's women killing other animals too on camera, right?
I would think so, but I'm not looking at it. I'm not seeking it out, so.
I just think that, yes, there are videos of, like, actually people getting killed, but people don't, like, eroticize. I mean, maybe some people do, but
Crash.
I think most people do not eroticize that kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or at least if they do, they also, like,
mm-hmm.
like, that they also eroticize, like, there's a difference between, like, co-opting violent material as sexual, like,
yeah,
as masturbatory, and producing violent acts for the camera. Actually, I mean, like, they're both just, like, evil. It's like, why am I splitting hairs? But, like, people who are sexually attracted to violence,
mm-hmm.
Which I would say we all are a little, at least, you know, like, choking. Real. You know, like, that's, like...
Yeah, but this is a fun bit we do in public.
Not like you and me. You ever been choked out?
Mm-mm. No, because you're not going to choke me out. And then my most recent relationship, it was like, that's not safe at any speed. That's unsafe at any speed. And I was like,
you're really boring.
Okay, cool.
Well, you should, but you know, like, people like to get choked.
Sure.
I would say that, like, people eroticize violence, but it's like, there's a point when you go too far, when you're, you know, doing actual violence on camera, like, I don't know.
So you mean people who go up to people in the street and interview them?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, that's sick.
That is sick. You know what? You know what? Content is like, I could never get behind it because I feel like I always saw through it, is when, like, some dude will, like, go up, will be on the street, and he'll go up to someone and be like, name three continents. And they'll be like, well, you got Tennessee, Montana, and Florida. And it's like, those are states, sir. Like, aren't people on the right so fucking dumb?
I just feel like it's also, like, I would see ones where it would be, like, them interviewing people, and they would be pretending like they were just interviewing strangers, but I would recognize some of them because it was, like, very big rotating cast of, like, comedians.
Billy, sort of a Billy in the Street type of
situation. Like, it was, like, actually just, like, bits, you know, like, I was like, oh, this is completely fake.
Yeah, I don't need that.
But, like, I also just think interviewing people in general, like, if they had not done that, then we would not have Hawk Tua.
I wish. I wish we didn't have Hawk Tua.
I wish we didn't have to Hawk Tua.
I wish I didn't have to Hawk Tua. Do you think she's a millionaire?
Probably.
Would you Hawk Tua?
Like a cryptocurrency.
Would you Hawk Tua if your milkshake duck was? What's another thing?
I don't. What did you just say?
Would you Hawk Tua if your milkshake duck turned out to be
milkshake?
Milkshake duck.
Okay, duck.
Yeah, milkshake duck is the comic that's like, we regret to inform you that milkshake duck is like homophobic or something.
Oh, what does, like, that mean?
It means that, like, if someone's online and it's like, oh, that person's like so funny, or oh, the person's like really sweet with animals, and it's like, we regret to inform you that that person was fucking the animals. Like, it's like, oh, they're so sweet, and then it's like a heel turn, and the internet turns against you.
Oh.
Milkshake duck.
And so what does that have to do with, what were you talking
about?
Well,
Hawk 2 is kind of a milkshake duck.
Oh, yeah. Because
people were like, oh, she's so funny, and she's so folksy. And then she was like, I voted for Trump, or whatever she says.
No. I mean, she was always going to, she went viral. It's, the problem was that now that she got too powerful. Can I get a sip of that?
She's too powerful.
She is too powerful, indeed. Like, she should never have been allowed to amass this much power.
Yeah.
I don't even know about power anymore. You don't like it?
Jesus.
Oh, my God. What?
No, the way you, like, wrenched it from my hand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought it was going to spill everywhere.
I'm sorry.
I just didn't want it to spill on you.
I'm sorry. Will you forgive me?
What about people who like Silence of the Lambs?
Just watch a movie, you know what I mean? It's like...
What do you mean?
I mean, so here's the thing. People who are like, ooh, I love to watch fucking snuff. It's like, there's movies out there that simulate that. Like, watch them. Like, the step that you take from, ooh, I think snuff is kind of sexy in my bottom parts, to I'm gonna go kill someone on film is like...
That's a lot of steps.
It's so...
But there are some freaks out there.
Yeah.
Do not do that.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do
but
it.
But, like, I
definitely
mean, I think we should also... We should all question the way we eroticize violence.
Yeah, I agree.
You should... eroticizing violence, I think... It's, like, I don't want to, like, condemn everything as evil. Like, I don't think you have to stop choking.
In some ways.
But I think that we should question... how sexuality and dominance and violence and eroticism, ugh, shit, I feel like I know I sound stupid.
No, you don't.
Like, how
I
they
agree.
Like intermingle. Like, you should question that. Like, do not just like be like, it's sexy to get choked.
Mm.
But am I gonna stop? No.
Concerning, but also I think worse to be it's sexy to choke you, you know? Like, oh, I get so hard when I have your little throat under my hand, you know? I think that's, like, I don't want to yuck anyone's yum, but, like, maybe investigate what's going on there.
Yeah, I think that, well, I mean, this is especially for my straight girlies. Like, I think that straight women should always be empowered to be much more dominant in sex because they have to deal with straight men who are... They're straight men are evil.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, you know, protect yourself. Be dominant.
Yeah.
Like, because men fear women.
Yeah, I think that's true.
But also, I mean, you have to be careful. But
they fear women. But
I'm like, hey, I've never experienced anything.
They fear women, but they also fear assaulting women. They're like, oh, which way?
Exactly. Like, oh, I'm so afraid that I'll... Well,
it's like,
God damn,
I'm going to start having sex with someone and then suddenly the training is going to take over.
Exactly. Like,
you know,
but I just like, and then you like, I feel like that's how a lot of men think.
But they're like, what if I can't, like, what if I can't help? What if I can't hold myself back?
It's like fucking insane.
Yeah, it's like
repetitive.
I was worried I wasn't going to,
like,
and it's
15 people.
And it's like, oh, you were worried that you were going to do sexual violence, and then you
did
sexual violence to a person who was unconscious. And it's like, you did your training took over, and you just, like, blacked out. No, she was blacked out. That's right. I remember now. You know what I mean? It's like...
Well, I was drunk.
Oh. Obviously not enough. Get that whiskey dig.
That
thing,
like,
ain't going nowhere. You ain't accustomed going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh?
Well, I don't know why, like, I'm just trying to think about the position that men take where they're...
I feel like we're kind of back in Tar territory, and maybe we should...
Oh, God.
Maybe we should step out.
What about Scream? What
Scream
about people
is,
who, like, Scream?
Here's the thing. I think that is fierce. I think, like... It's crazy, but I think crazy, scary stabbings is, like, cathartic in a way that Tar is not at all.
And I think that, like, Neve Campbell looks, like, so good in it as Sydney Prescott. Like, like, just, like, she has, like, ooh. Like, I can just picture in my head. She's so beautiful. And, like, such, like, a, ooh, yeah, like, a star in it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, the visuals.
Yeah, I think I think that's
and then, like,
fabulous.
I think that the movie's also funny is part of it.
I agree. I mean.
But what about,
like.
I'm trying to think of, like, classic movies. I want to.
Like, what if someone was like, oh, I like torture, physical torture, and they're like, just watch Saw. Is always not realistic enough? What do you want? A grainy, like, self, like, flip phone coverage of, like.
What just happened? Oh, nothing.
It's just telling me to.
Your bedtime reminder, baby.
I know.
Yeah, Jiggles.
Yeah. Yeah. Why am I sweating so fucking bad right
now?
Do
you want me to turn on the AC or something?
Yeah. Well, maybe open the window in the kitchen.
Oh, I have to burp first.
Okay.
I would never do that. Never.
And you'll deny it at every turn. Like Tar.
What?
You'll deny it at every turn.
Yes, exactly. Well, she was never in the wrong, though. Lydia Tar did nothing wrong. Right? Is that not the moral of the movie Tar?
I think that the...
Is that what... No, okay.
Symphony
is
she chose...
Straight guys
the symphony she
away.
Chose to direct the Berlin Philharmoniker, that was a poor choice.
So she, like... So she got canceled, and what happened in the end?
Well, she had this friend, this old guy who was, like, also a conductor, and she would have lunch with him, and, like, near the end of the movie, she was like, oh, God, this is happening, and he's like, don't worry, I've been there, and she's like, oh, God, oh, no.
Like, she's, like, worried that she's going to
come
in?
I think she suddenly recognized, like, oh, this guy I've been friends with and have had nothing but a good relationship with probably did some violence, you know?
But she doesn't think that she did violence.
Right, but she's, I think she's very worried about it because...
Well, that's what, how men are.
Yeah.
They're so afraid.
Okay, we need to be done. Will you open the window, please?
Which is so dumb.
We're going to get, what's it called? Not canceled. For telling it how it is. Exactly. Oh. Oh, I'd love a cigarette. Mama. Two cigarettes in an ashtray. You don't want me to...
I don't know. I want to say no.
I'm fine. Of course. Of course. No, not fine. Of course. Sorry. I'm not trying to tar you.
You can
tar and feathered.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's what it is.
She did get tarred.
There's one. The only funny thing that ever happened
so
with that.
Dumb.
With that movie.
Is that purposeful or, like, just a complete accident?
I think it's, they would deny it, but I think the only funny thing that happened with that was one of the boys who I mentioned, sorry boys, was like, thought maybe Tar was a real person.
Yeah.
I think that's sort of funny.
That's so fierce. He was like, yeah, Lydia Tar was falsely accused.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, see, false rape accusations are real.
Why?
And it happens to a woman.
How come I can play like a decent rendition of a song on the guitar, but then when I pick up the cello, it sounds like a freaking dying like walrus or whatever?
Perhaps because you're more accustomed to the guitar.
Okay, let's listen. We're gonna we're opening a letter.
No! I'm sick to my stomach.
Are you okay?
Yes. No. Whatever. Just do it. I just like know that if there's any money in there, she expects me to call her. What the hell? How much?
Money.
Oh, fuck. Now I have to call her.
Hope all is good with you. I somehow.
Do not. Okay. Just read it out loud. Just do it.
Somehow, converted Christmas checks to Easter time this year. You are most welcome to come to Boston for a break anytime. You end.
Did she invite me to Bermuda?
Question mark. Can take a few days away. I would love it. Gail.
Wait, so where'd she invite me to?
Boston.
Okay, good. Not Bermuda. Oh, I don't want to go there.
Your boyfriend's ?
I'm screaming.
Take the money and run, bitch.
Wait, no. I need to call her at least.
Now?
Not now. I just got this.
Okay.
3 weeks. You know I got a long turnaround. I have to do my taxes this week.
Got a long turnaround. Put your face in my butt. Turn around.
I feel like...
Put your face in my butt. Turn around. Bitch. Beach.
I think that could be a good song, but I don't think we could do that. I mean, maybe you could do it, but I don't think I could do that.
I love how shiny this is. So fierce.
I need to lose
weight,
though.
Oh, she's smooth. Yeah, I just, like, what... For what person it... Like... What does it say about you that, like, your personal, like, quirks sexually, like, it's so important that you get your rocks off that you go from fiction to, like, real violence?
Who's doing that?
Bad people. Like, yeah, that exactly. Is like, a bad thing
to
do.
You need to stop. Well, I mean, people just need to stop doing violence, you know? Like, if you can eroticize violence without doing it, that's fine. But please do not enact real violence.
Yeah, don't fucking come to me with your fucking car.
Well, Unless it's, you know.
Duddy.
Tesla.
Oh, mama. I can get into the fucking politics. I haven't seen.
Polyworld. They're so little.
Mama, have you ever had the mini Skittles?
No, and I don't care to, I think.
I feel like chomping on a bunch of little bugs.
Okay, maybe I do that.
Yeah, right?
I would be cool with eating bugs, certain bugs.
Yeah, I just, the way that people try to sell it to you, they're like, here, eat this live grub. It's gooey on the inside. And I'm like, get the fuck out of my face, bitch. Listen,
it's like, this cicada is mush. You know, like, yeah. We mush this up.
But listen to this, T-Boots. I saw a video on Xiao Hongshu. I saw a video where someone was like, you have to get the cicadas before they fucking molt, and you have to trim their fucking wings off, or else they're going to be not good to taste. And I'm like, the people in Ohio are dipping them in chocolate freaking after their molt. Like,
yeah, it's nasty.
The fuck?
Or they're making tortillas out of them.
Like, get over it.
What?
It's like, listen. Oh, I'm sorry. Did we find out that it's hard to make wheat? Did we, like... Oh, no. No more wheat. No.
Well...
So stop trying to make bugs into something that's not bugs.
Isn't there, like, a Christian taboo against eating insects or something?
Christians... Listen. I see Christian in a profile... I'm fucking swiping left on that immediately.
No, but, like, that explains why there's a, like, if there's a Christian taboo upon eating insects,
yeah,
then there would have been a European taboo on eating insects, and they, when they colonized a large portion of the world,
here's the thing, though. You know what I love? A prawn cracker, you know? And so, that's shrimp's bugs.
Exactly.
Just do that.
But, like, make I'm not arguing with you.
Also,
just people don't think
like,
that way.
Yes, I'll crack open and a soft-boiled egg and eat the gooey inside. But it wasn't just shaking around, you know? Like, the people on YouTube were like, this is a bug, and I'm going to rip it open, and then this fucking sugar glider is going to just fucking suck its guts out. And... But, like, little animals, they can go on eating as many bugs as they want. Fiercely, I will say, I'm not very interested.
In eating a bug?
Although, if I were somewhere that it was...
What if we're
not just slightly common, but something that people thought was really good, I would try it.
What if they were, like, processed?
Into, like, a fine powder?
No, into,
snort
like...
Snort that shit.
Jelly. To, like...
Oh.
Like a mush.
Oh, like a
like Snowpiercer vibes.
Oh, like a egg custard, but it's bugs.
Yeah.
Well, if I had to survive,
it's bugs.
I would just get really skinny. Bitch.
You're like, I can't wait to eat bugs because I'm not gonna be able to do that.
I just like. I kind of assume that anyone conducting an orchestra is, like, in some way kind of evil, you know?
I have a question.
Eric Whitaker included.
Do you think it's bad to be on the 8th floor in the event of the apocalypse?
No. We're on the 8th floor? Or the 4th floor? 8th floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I think it's good. The high ground. There's stairs. And they're coming up. They're coming in the front windows. They're not coming up in the 8th window.
You know what? You're exactly.
We get a rope, we put it in the closet, and then if we need
like
to
one
escape,
of those ladders.
Yeah. But here's the thing: those doors are heavy, and we can barricade it, and then we can grow tender greens out the window from nuclear winter.
I just think we need to have an escape. Well, an escape plan is easy. We'll just have a go bag.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, but honestly, I feel like, but like, here's the fierce thing about the apocalypse is that either we're going to get out by driving away before, or we're going to be fucking Last of Us-ing it. Like,
what, like holing up in there?
Yeah, and then like trying to get somewhere else that's better. Like, where's better, you know? I don't know because...
Back in Ohio, bitch.
Oh, fierce tea, but we have to get there. And I'm walking.
That'd be a sick movie.
I'm not walking. Oh, we should make it.
Like, apocalypse and, like, we have to drive to Ohio.
Yeah. And we can shoot it just, like, if people aren't driving to Ohio, we can just shoot it, put, like, a filter over it.
No, we, like, literally just do it. I mean, I think you could seriously, like, be like, oh, my God, we got some tea from the White House. They legion a signal chat.
Mama, the signal chat. That's so... That's another... It's that's like, so every time stupid. There's an example of it...
That would actually be such a sick way.
Yeah.
They, like, that they're going to, like, bomb a major... They're going to bomb New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we have to escape.
I know that I've said this a million times and I just keep thinking it, but, like, literally, truly anything could happen unless, like, short of someone being Luigi Mangione, or it doesn't matter, you know what I mean? Like, even if that signal chat was like, we're gonna go fucking kill some puppies on the weekend.
They would have to reveal that they had funded Luigi Mangione.
Even then, they would be like, well, it's part of our plan. Because, like, the news after it was leaked was like, well, it shows how strong and powerful we are. And it's like...
Well, that's what, like, fascism is because it's anti-intellectualism.
Right.
It's not about responding to the truth and the world. It's about creating a regime... And
where it doesn't even fucking matter.
Like, where what Trump says goes, or Elon, or whoever.
Oh, fucking Elon.
What comes after them?
Literally fucking death.
Like, I do think that, like, Elon has, like, much more global aspirations.
Yeah.
I think Trump only wants to be, king of America. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he wants to be president, but just, like, forever. Like, in perpetuity.
Yeah, he's already talking about a third term, so that's fun.
And then,
yeah,
do you think he'll get away with it?
I mean, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if he was like, I don't know, if he was like, no more courts, there's no more justice system.
It also makes you go think
straight
about
to jail.
History and FDR and like how like he was reelected. It's like how much is that manipulated? Like I mean, like obviously, like they are like, oh, like well, he like was like a really great president, but you know, like it's like how many people could vote and who did vote for him? You know, like
oh, was that during
to, like for them to like have him be president for two more terms, like. What the hell was that? You know?
What was that?
You know?
Yeah.
I don't trust him.
No, freaking as far as you can throw him. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't watched anything. Deep Space Nine is good. I don't know. Art. There's nothing. I haven't even looked at the cinema. I assume it's like Ant-Man and the Wasp 7.
What's
or like the Hulk 5?
The Hulk 5, She-Hulk.
The Hulk 5
or
what?
Whatever.
No, there's the She-Hulk.
The Hulk 5.
She-Hulk is a show. She's an attorney at law. Which is fucking crazy. Like.
Was she just like, I would rather keep my day job? Did she have a choice?
I think she's a prosecutor.
She's like. Yeah, I'm not going to quit my job.
She's putting people, she's putting criminals in jail on and off the court, or in and out of the court, or whatever. I don't know, but like, she's kind of a, she's kind of a fierce brick,
she's like a
you know?
She's not a public defender.
She's kind of a fierce brick diva.
She's like a district attorney.
Oh, I guess so. I don't know. Honestly, I mean,
that's like so wild.
Good for you. Or I'm sorry that happened. I'm not watching that show.
That they're like men have these galactic explorative, like
I know
things, and then women they're like she's an attorney
or she's a mom, like WandaVision. She's like a housewife. They're like she's a housewife.
That is crazy.
And then what do they get into, like the 80s and the 90s, and it's like. Vision, did you fucking burn my neighbors up into the crisp again? And he's like, yeah.
Well.
I know. I couldn't watch it. I started watching it. And I was like, why would you? There's no critique here. Why are you recreating the 50s in television in the first episode? I get it that it's like a thing. It's like it's sort of a concept show. But let me be the first to say that I don't think I've ever seen a piece of Marvel media that I've enjoyed.
You know, if. I just want people to – if you want to recommend a Marvel movie to me or any kind of that superhero
don't
stuff.
Don't listen to them. Well, do you saw
you
the –
you better give me an explanation why I should watch it because I do not want to.
You saw Black Panther. Or no.
And I regret nothing.
Yeah. I do. I wish I didn't see the second one. It's kind of bad.
I kind of like the second one,
oh,
too.
Bitch. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'd like to go to a movie theater, but, like, to see what? To see what? Fucking, like, Banshee on White or whatever that one was.
What?
There's a...
What?
Like, The Isle of Wight. It was, like, a Martin McDonagh movie. I just think that Martin McDonagh farted out...
That may be, like, 5 years old.
I know. Martin McDonagh farted out...
What year is it?
What movie? Not Seven Psychopaths. What movie did... what was a good one that Martin McDonagh did?
Girl, I don't know.
The Pillow Man, bitch.
No.
You did lighting for that, you whore.
Stop. What do you think about The Pillow Man? What bitches like The Pillow Man?
Listen, let me tell you something. At the time, I was like, ooh, edgy. And I'm like, ooh, whatever.
I feel like The Pillow Man is kind of like...
Oh. Go ahead.
It kind of gives, like, a... I plead the fifth.
I think In Bruges is a good movie, and that maybe that's the only one that he really should have made.
Oh, okay. I've never seen that
Because
either.
It's, like, it's kind of stupid. It's, like, smart but stupid. I'm smart but I'm stupid. I'm gay but I'm straight. I'm eating pussy on Thursday, but what it all comes down to...
What?
I don't know.
Was that a freestyle?
No.
You're fiercely balancing that wine.
No, it's, I'm smart, but I'm stupid. I'm gay, but I'm straight.
What is that?
It's a song.
Fierce. Sorry.
Na, 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 na. Baby, and what it all comes down to is that I'm in a rainy. You don't know this song?
Well...
It's like, who's that bitch who's like, I'm goth, but I'm straight. I'm short, but I'm loud.
Joseph Siwa?
No.
A lesbian?
No, this is an old song from the 90s.
Oh, Alanis Morissette?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I think. I'm gay, but I'm straight.
Oh.
I'm smart, but I'm stupid.
All I know is, and I am here to remind you.
Rub it on the pussy.
You queef.
I queffed. Anyway. I just feel like nothing's even like, you know what I, you know what? I think I've told you this before.
I feel like.
I think I've told you this before, but I want to, if I'm going to watch something. I want it to suck my dick. You know what I mean? I mean, suck me in. I want it to suck me in.
I wanted to, like, I wanted to, like, dick me down.
Yeah, I wanted to drag me back to the bedroom and fuck me. Like, you know what's not doing that for me? Severance Season 2.
And I do get bored very easily.
You know what's fierce? Like,
especially because I watch a lot of anime.
Dave's Ex. No, sorry. I always say that. Ex Machina. That movie... Sucked my fucking. It sucked
it
my
sucked
whole.
Your nuts in.
It sucked my.
Alex Garland.
It sucked my nuts through my urethra. Like it sucked them out. And then he made all these bad movies.
But he also made Annihilation.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I like that one.
And
I
he made Devs, which you like. That's stupid also.
That's a dumb show. I'm sorry.
Deus Ex Machina.
I think it's a dumb show. Because it's not like, because it's like the whole thing is basically like you're, it's like, it's, ooh, the suspense.
But it's also like that algorithm that will make us be able to control the world.
The Alpo rhythm. That's my farts.
I'm trying to think of something.
Alpo is dog food.
I do feel like it's easier to tell what's good in retrospect. Like what stands out, what's appealing.
Yeah.
Like that you can find that still, that has stood the test of time a little longer.
And it's like, I just don't even know like what value I see in, I don't know. It's like, do I like the most of the art? If I,
where the buffalo roam.
Can I say something?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I just like, Some Like It Hot is like, when I saw it for the first time, I was like, oh, that's good. But like, it's so widely
and then I started a fight with
agreed. Fierce, bitch. I just think that, like, oh, your mother and recommending films. Have you seen I Am Not Your Negro? The way she came up to me and said that.
She loves that.
And see, I mean, maybe it's
she's
good.
A menace.
She is sort of
she's
a menace.
Menace. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, I...
But... I just, I like, so what, if it's something's classic, then, like, why
what's
am I,
classic?
Why do I feel like I care about that, you know?
Well, I'm just, well, what should we care about? What movie should I watch?
Well, I think if it fucking, like, you know, if it twirls your freaking vagina hairs, then, like, fierce. If not, then maybe try it later, but it's not like we have to watch fucking, actually, you know what, that might actually be good, but I haven't seen it.
What?
Like the 7-hour movie Solaris?
Not Stalker?
No. But I would like to see that.
Like, we do a Tarkovsky.
But, like, here's the thing. People,
Andre Rublev.
Because some people will be like, oh, it's like, you know, it's slow paced or whatever. You have to wait until you get into it or whatever. But I've watched some long movies by, director of Happy Hour, Drive My Car. Evil Does Not Exist. Japanese director, auteur.
Yeah, I don't know what his name is, though.
But, like, those movies can be, like, extended. But, like, I'm freaking on every word. And it's not, I didn't even speak Japanese. I'm reading subtitles, baby.
I'm trying to.
But I think it's something about the beauty of the attention to the production, you know? Like, you know what's so big that it's too big to be good, I think, is like any Martin Scorsese movie made after like 1990.
Because there were too many other people interfering?
But it's just, it's like.
It's too glossy.
I just like don't fucking care, you know?
Like, you feel like he had his time.
I think in the 70s, 80s, 90s, people were, like, jacking it to that shit. But nowadays, it's like, just because you have a big movie that's 3 hours long and it's just men, it's not good enough anymore, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. What is a good, like Satan Tango or whatever?
Satan Tango?
It's like a like 9-hour long film about like, I don't know. Ooh, that's actually, we should make that film.
But
like
here's
a 9-hour long film about terrible people.
I have a question for you. When do you think?
Or oh no, the Turin Horse.
Mama.
Yes. They're nihilistic films by Bellatar, actually, maybe.
No, bitch.
Bitch.
I have a question for you. When did the like 7-hour film that's on in a gallery in Chelsea or whatever, Soho or like in the museum, when did that become I don't know, like feature film, the stuff of feature films.
I'm slaving. Bitch, read this.
The Turin horse. Hungarian, of course. Bellatar, bitch.
Yes, bitch. Lydia Tarr's brother.
Literally, Tarr in the movie is T-A with apostrophe R. Born 1955, is a Hungarian. Oh, or like, have you seen like a, who's that bitch?
Who?
She has a long name. Oh, fuck.
It's going to be
who does Comedy name. Bang Bang? Scott Aukerman? Chantal Aukerman.
Chantal, oh no. That's like a little too French for
me. I feel like your mom would love that.
Like Jean Dielman. Bitch. I
thought it was a woman.
He's really alpha, I feel like.
Oh, mama. That's right. Like, what do you think about, like, Werner Herzog? Like, he was making art films, and then now he's Marvel? Oh, he's Disney.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How did they trap him in The Mandalorian?
Mama, I have no idea.
That money must be really good.
It's got to be. That fucking
Disney, or maybe they let him on Epstein Island.
His next film. This is the island where they keep the girls.
Wait, that would be so slay of him. Please, yeah. if you're out there, Werner Herzog, please do investigative journalism.
Yeah, seriously.
And like break up the actual like sex trafficking.
That's right. Have you ever? Ooh, in July 2021, he executive produced the Icelandic, Swedish, Polish horror drama film Lamb.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
Nah.
But
the ones that he did are the like 9-hour long ones.
Are they like pensive?
Bitch, give it back to me.
Oh, sorry.
You're just Satan Tango.
I'm gay, but I'm straight. I'm looking at. I'm getting my whack. Getting my ass waxed Friday, and what it all comes down to.
This.
Oh, mama. 1994. Where do these guys get, like, the fucking money to make
exactly. He must be really alpha. I bet he comes a lot.
In a desolate. Oh, have you seen Have you seen the White Ribbon?
This is kind of like
Device Abant.
I thought that was
a good one, you know? I think it really, I think it takes a step where a lot of, like, contemporary or modern material does about, like, bad parents in a direction that's not like, look how lascivious and disgusting this is. And instead it's like, this is the fucking drama of every day.
Wait, so what's the, like, tea about it? I haven't seen it.
Device Abant. It's just, like, very depressing. There's, like...
Like, what happens?
Well, this guy's, like... You kids are old enough. I'm going to fucking tie your hair up with a white band. If it comes out, I know that you've done something bad or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a big fire, like the barn, and like somebody dies and the fucking harvest fails or something. It's like, it's very like, it's slow tempo, but it's like, super, it's black and white.
What happens to the kids?
It's like implied that I think some of them are being harmed, like struck or being too
being like physically abused.
Yeah, physically abused.
Can
or like
give me the Chex Mix behind you.
Yeah. Or there's something to do with like, oh, she's 15, so it's time to get her married or whatever.
Oh. So it's just like kind of fucked up.
And there's drama about being like poor.
But that's like rather tame, it seems.
Yeah, but it's shot and produced in such a way that makes it basically becomes a interrogation along the lines from presumed innocence of childhood and into like the horrid, like grisly realities of adult life.
So like you start the film off from this perspective of the kid, the innocent children.
Yeah, they're having the white ribbon tied in their hair because they're so innocent.
Mm.
It's Oh, the white ribbon is about the roots of evil, whether it's religious or political terrorism or, you know, whatever, whatever.
What is it? Like, forcing children to, like, torturing children? Like,
it's not torture. It's just like...
It's just like the...
Wow, thing. Life used to be so fucked. It's only 144 minutes. That's over 2 hours, though.
I feel like my parents.
It's kind of a parable. It's like, it's about like Protestant Germany, puritanical pastor. Ooh.
Hmm.
Oh. The doctor, a widower, treats the village children kindly, but humiliates his housekeeper, the local midwife, with whom he's having sexual relations, and also sexually abuses his teenage daughter. That went over my head.
Oh, my but God.
At the time, I wasn't exactly, you know. It's just like everyone's being – it's one of those movies – it's like Closer. Everyone's being evil to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, like, the children who are suffering.
But they're suffering in, like, a slightly banal way where it's like
– yeah, exactly.
Like, it's, oh, this is what it's like to be an adult.
You know, it's not Schindler's List, but
– Schindlerina's Listina.
Schindleria's Listeria.
Schindlerina's Hysteria.
That's an hour and 15. Do you want to, like, chill?
Yeah, let's
sign off. XOXO, Gossip Squirrels.
I gave away 2 books yesterday, and I'm going to give away a third. And I recommend you to give these books away so that you have to give them to someone so you put more copies out there into the world. Maybe buy them. A Mercy and Paradise by Toni Morrison.
Fierce, 100%.
And I have to give my friend The God of Small Things.
Damn.
Which is also
Arundhati Roy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.